Praise the Lord. Going to welcome you today to a Watchman, not so much a Bible study, but a little message I'd like to share with you today from God's Word. There's a little song that Tommy Bates from Northern Kentucky wrote, and I really wonder if it wasn't the Holy Spirit who wrote it, because I know someone who was there when he started to just play it on the piano and sing it. But it goes, I find if you make one step, you'll make two. There ain't no limit what God can do. Just pray on, pray right on through. I find if you make one step, you'll make two. Faith is something that God has given every man, the Word of God says, a measure of. But the thing is, many people never move in their faith. Your faith has to get active for you to have anything from God. Everything we have from God is through faith. Our faith that He means what He says, and He'll back up what He said, and His Word is true, and God is true. Faith in the works that Jesus Christ has already done has given us righteousness, in fact. Faith in Him moves God in us, all right? Faith in God moves God in us. Faith is no good if it's not activated, if we don't walk in it, if we don't move in it. It's okay to say you have faith, but, you know, you've got to move in it and act on it for that faith to become active and to bring the promises of God in our lives. I've had people come and say, you know, Brother Coldiron, I need more faith. I want you to pray that God gives me more faith. Now, first of all, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit, which comes from walking in God and walking in the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit reveal Jesus in our lives. It's a fruit of the Spirit, which means it's part of the personality of Jesus Christ, part of the anointing of the Anointed One in our lives. There are sometimes that God will give us the gift of faith when we need more than what is normal and more than what we have at the time. Sometimes God will supernaturally give you a gift of faith. But as far as for praying for faith, my suggestion to anyone who wants more faith is to start using what God has given you. God has given to everyone a measure of faith. And Jesus made the point, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, this one of the smallest seeds in the world that makes a huge bush, that almost in that kind of mustard he's talking about, makes a bush over in Palestine so large, it's like a large tree. And it comes from one of the tiniest seeds that you have in the whole world. Literally, if you have a grain of mustard seed faith, you've got to use it. If you use it, you can speak to a mountain and move the mountain. That faith grows into something huge. But unless you use it, that faith does you no good. People say, I don't believe in God, and I don't believe. Let me tell you, God has given you the capacity to believe and to understand if you're willing. Now, God doesn't force Himself on anyone, and even Christians, that as far as moving in faith, God doesn't force you to move in faith. He gives you faith. He gives you the Word. The Word will actually grow faith when you start believing the Word and walking and standing on that Word. That faith gets active, and a little faith will grow into a lot of faith. You have to be faithful over what He's already given you before He'll give you more. But if you're faithful over the small things, God will trust in your hands greater things as faith just ever grows and ever increases. All right? I want to preach to you, or teach, or spreech. Someone said, what's spreech? That's sharing, preaching, and teaching. I learned to do that years ago when I was a youth pastor. You have to spreech sometimes, share, preach, and teach, and kind of put it all together. But that's what I'd like to do today. I'd like to talk to you about faith and about the promises of God. The Bible says the promises of God are in Him, yes, or yea, and in Him, amen. In other words, in Jesus Christ, the promises of God are true. And when we believe the promise of God, God starts moving in our lives. I've had people get up and testify, oh, it's so hard, and this and that and the other, and they get that, you know, and my Lord. Folks, we all in the battle. We all going through things. I'm not trying to be heartless. I'm not trying, listen to me. We all go through things. But God is faithful. God doesn't change with a circumstance. Your circumstance might get good. It might get bad. You're living in a wicked world. You've got an enemy that hates you. And also, there's times that God lets you go through trials of faith to build you up. And things don't always go great. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's word is true. If you believe his word will come alive in you. I don't know about you, but I want to be someone who walks in faith, in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone said, love, hope, all that. Listen, let me tell you something. If you have faith, it'll give you love. And if you're walking in the love of God, you know God loves you, you know you're in his hand, and you're walking in that love, you will have faith. You can't separate these things. That's why it says the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits. One fruit. They go together. You can't separate them. If they're coming from Jesus, you get them all. I admit there might be parts in our flesh that's harder to control than others that we might have a little harder time with than other things. But literally the fruit of the Spirit is complete and whole. And when we allow God to do that in our lives and to bring the fruit out of our lives, we will have faith, hope, love, joy. All right. Long-suffering. Somebody said, hush. No, long-suffering. Being able to withstand it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. People quote that, but they don't go up above. Paul said, I know how to both be abased and to abound. In other words, I know how to be empty and know how to be full. At times I've been both, but I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God gives me the power to overcome the circumstances. Not only that, God has given us great and mighty promises that we can have through faith. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is a very simple message today, but God has given you, through his word, a blank check. Most of you know what a blank check is. Some of us would like to have a nice blank check from somebody who's a billionaire or something, wouldn't we? There's nothing wrong with that, listen. I know what I'd do. It'd be about 100 ministries that suddenly be blessed. Thank you, Lord. But I tell you, we have something better than Bill Gates could write you. Oh, we have something better than the Bank of England could give you. We have something better than the Bank of America could give you. We have something better than any man or institution or government on this earth could give you. God Almighty, through his Son Jesus, has given us a blank check. My Lord, and the funds are there. They're in heaven. They're in God. The promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, I want to take as a main text, I want to read there, and I want you to see that God has given the believer a blank check. Children of God at the church of the Lord Jesus Christ would get rid of the carnality and the carnal way of looking things and its defeat and rise up as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and take the word of God and start walking in the word, we would see God move in the land. Matthew 7:7, Jesus said this. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil, somebody said, I'm not evil. Compared to the goodness of God, we are all evil. I'm not saying we're all evil, but compared to God's good, in comparison, yeah, literally we are. He said, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more, all of you listening right now, I'll just say that with me, how much more, try it again, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Hallelujah. Now, I know James talks about people asking amiss, asking according to their flesh and so forth, but folks, that's not talking about carnal prayers or praying according to greed or something like that, or pride or hate or envy or anything, any work of the flesh. Those prayers God's not going to answer in. Those are praying amiss. But here Jesus is saying, you can have a relationship with the Father that you can ask, and you can seek, and you can knock, and God loves you so much that he can give you better than your own earthly dad can give you. He loves you so much that he can give you more and better than anything or person on this world knows how to give you. He said, ask, seek, knock. Are we doing that today? Are we doing that today? I was preaching in church last night, and I tell you what, sometimes we're talking. I was preaching, and I put the outline on Voice of the Watchman. I put the outline there about how to miss a move of God or how to miss God, being a smart aleck. So you could see that you, if you do these things, you'll miss God. So don't do them, do the other, you know. But one of the ways that you'll miss God for sure is if you quit praying, or you quit praying with faith. Folks, when we quit praying and nothing happens, don't be surprised. When we're not praying and we don't have a prayer life and we don't have that time with God and we don't have that relationship that comes with prayer and having time with the Lord and quite literally nothing happens and God's not moving in our lives, don't be real surprised, because unless you're praying and having that time with God, God's not getting involved in your life. You're pushing him out. You're becoming carnal. We've got to pray. We've got to ask, seek, and knock. I tell people, I've told people in the past that I have 4 kids in my home. And I even have a dog playing with them sometimes. Sometimes you got all 4 kids and you got a dog playing them. And if you come knock at my door, don't get those little teeny tiny knocks, tap, 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 and expect me to hear it. Okay? You just do that little tap, tap, tap and walk away. You're going to be disappointed because probably I'm not going to hear it. Honey, when you come to my door, you got to knock. You've got to knock. And when we go and we start knocking on the doors of faith and believing God that God is going to move, we've got to get that bulldog tenacity where we grab onto it and say, God, your word said this, and I'm going to believe you, God, and I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to knock on the door, and in the name of Jesus, I know that you're going to give it to me, my Lord. It's like that song I start with. I find if you make one step, you'll make two. There ain't no limit what God can do. Just pray on, pray right on through. I find if you make one step, he'll make two. You got to pray through. You got to knock. You got to knock until it's open. You got to seek until you find. You got to ask knowing that you're going to receive from him. You see, this is the way it is, just straight out. This scripture is a blank check that God has given to his children. And he wants you to fill the check in and to cash it by faith. God has given us great promises in His Word, and He's given us His check, and whatever your need is, and whatever, even, you know, if you seek the Lord and you desire Him with all your heart, He'll even give you the desires of your heart beyond your needs. Okay? Let's talk about this. If you have a check, matter of fact, it might help if you want to. Go get you a blank check somewhere and take a look at it and see what's on the check and see the plate and the entries that you put in it and how you fill that out and how it goes. And right up there, it says what the check is for. God has given you a check. What are you going to put in there? There's many things we're going to talk about, just a few things you can put in. According to the Word, you can have what this Word says. Folks, I'm here to tell you, you can have the promises of God that's given to the believers. My Lord, if you become a believer and you believe in the Lord and you walk in with Jesus, then you can cash the check. You can believe God for the things that His Word has promised you. Let's look at some things that you can write in this check. I think of the first one that I used. I wrote in the what this check is for. It paid for my sins. Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. That word remission means removal. It's gone, child of God. It's not just covered like it was under the old covenant. Well, that covenant has been fulfilled in Jesus and brought in the new covenant. Now my sins are not just covered. They're remitted. They're gone. Jesus has paid the price for my sin. I couldn't pay it. You couldn't pay it. None of us could pay it. It cost us our very lives, but Jesus Christ has paid the price that we could have eternal life. And when you put down sin, you might as well write down eternal life, because when He pays for your sins, He gives you eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. One of my favorites, John 10:10, the thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. To steal, you go back to the original language, to take by theft or deceit. To kill, that word literally means in the Greek to slay on a sacrifice for an idol god. The enemy wants you slain on his altar. He wants you missing God altogether. And to kill and to destroy, that word means to perish. What did Jesus say? I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The more abundant life. When Jesus came in my life, I don't have to wait to die to have eternal life. I started living in 1983. I started living that abundant life, and I'm still living it today. Jesus is real. The Spirit of God reveals Jesus in my life. I'm happy on my way in the midst of trials and problems and heartaches and hurts. There's still a joy that overcomes it all. And it springs up from this well of living water that Jesus has put in my life. And I've got joy, and I've got peace, and I've got, oh, thank God, I've got the strength to go on. I have the abundant life through Jesus Christ. He's given me abundant life, and He already paid the price at the cross to bring me that life if I just believe in Him and cash the check. Not only do I have abundant life now and have that eternal life coming, but I have the resurrection to look forward to. Even my mortal body will be raised up someday. In John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said, do you believe this? Whosoever liveth and believe in me shall never die. I said, well, people die all the time. Not a believer. A believer, their body just goes to sleep. Paul said, I am persuaded to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about, we talk about the resurrection, the first resurrection, and the dead in Christ, right? But it says that when He comes back, He'll bring them that are asleep in Christ with Him, and they'll raise first. Their bodies are raised first. Hallelujah. You don't have to stop there. Let's go back into the abundant life. Are you thirsty today? Do you need a drink from those rivers of living water? John 4:13, Jesus answered, said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, talking about Jacob's well. But then he went on in verse 14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him. It'll come up from the innermost part of you, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. My Lord, it'll be an artesian well of the Spirit of God coming up from your innermost being. My God, are you thirsty today? Do you need a spiritual drink? Do you feel dry? Why don't you write down those rivers of living water, not just, oh my. Mama, just a few chapters ahead. Just a few chapters ahead. I think it's John chapter 7. He said, it'll come up out of your belly, rivers of living water. Talking about the Holy Spirit. It'll come rivers of living water. There's life in that. And it's not just a little trickle. Some people get a little trickle and say, ooh, that was good. My Lord, I'm not happy with a little trickle. I want the flowing of the river. Ooh, I want the flowing of God coming through my life. I want to worship Him and praise Him. Become what Jesus described later in John chapter 4. I want to become a true worshiper. A worshiper that worships the Father in spirit and in truth. As the worship goes forth out of love, out of our lives, that spiritual water goes through us and fills us and overflows us and pours out of us and blesses other people. It is a river of living water. Are you thirsty? In Jesus there's plenty to drink. Are you hungry? John 6:35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I don't care what the pain is. He's your healing. I don't care what you're empty inside of. He'll fill you. I've told people before, if Jesus doesn't have it, you don't need it. It'll hurt you. But if you need it and it's good for you, He's got it and He'll fill you with it. He'll not hold back. He'll let it flow in your life. Write it on the check. Believe God for it. He knows how to give good gifts unto His children. Are you sick today? Are you sick today? I could quote the scripture in Peter where it says, by His stripes we were healed. I like that one. I put in the text, Acts 3:6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. You see, by faith, Peter had it. By faith, those gifts of healing were present. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the guy didn't just rise up and walk. He got up and jumped and praised God. Hallelujah! Are you sick today? Believe Him for your healing. Do you need power today? Ephesians 6 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. There is power. Do you need protection today? The Bible says in that same chapter, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God has given you everything you need to be an overcomer in this world if by faith you use it. We're going back to using faith again. This is what this message is all about. You have a blank check. How many people hold on the check and they hang on to it and they hang on to it and they hang on to it and they have needs and they say, I'll believe for another time. I believe that someday God's going to do it. I believe this for someday. And God's saying, now! Write today's date in. Getting a little ahead of myself. Write today's day in. I'll give you what you need. He'll give you power. We talked about those rivers of living water, John 7:38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit which they had they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But folks, he has been glorified and the Spirit has been given. And if you're a believer and you've been born again and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's for you. What do you have need of? Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I like the one in Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Your clothing, your food, your protection, the things that you need throughout life. If you seek God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. Write it in the check. You can believe God. Who's the check made out for? You, me, whosoever. Over and over again we see the promises of God. Whosoever believeth, whosoever believeth, whosoever believeth. Do you believe? Somebody say, well, I believe someday I'll get... No. That's not belief. Folks, even the devil believes in Jesus. Even the devil believes in God. Doesn't do him any good. God has given us all a measure of faith. You've got to use it. The promise is to you. Listen to me. If you've been born again, and Jesus is your Lord, and you're walking with him, the promise is to you. Say, I'm not a Christian. Well, he also gave you a promise that if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart, and you confess the Lord Jesus Christ that you would be saved. That if you call upon the name of the Lord, you call upon the name of Jesus, that he would save you. If you believe on him, he's given you. That's the most important thing you can write in that check today. If you're here and you're listening to me wherever you are in the world right now, and you're listening to my voice, and you're really not born again, if you write salvation in that check, your sin, write your sins. He's paid that. He'll come in. He'll give you abundant life. He'll give you that love. He'll give you that power to live for him, to live abundantly. I used to just exist till Jesus came into me. And my Lord, I've been living. I tell people I've been having a blast for almost 21 years now. Oh, somebody said, what are you talking about? I've had people say, preacher, you're not supposed to have so much fun. I'm here to tell you, it's fun serving the Lord. I enjoy serving the Lord. You can be a Pharisee if you want to, but I have fun in Jesus. I don't have unrighteous fun. Folks, we can enjoy our walk with God. God wants us to have joy. That's what the kingdom of God is. Joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God didn't call you to be a sourpuss. God called you to be an overcomer, to be a light in a dark world. The world is depressed. God called you to be a light. If you're not a light, write it down. If you believe on him, he'll give it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When is it dated for? I told you a minute ago. That's on the check too. Write today's date on it. 2 Corinthians 6:2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Hebrews 3:12. Take heed therefore, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. In other words, someone who's not cashing the check. And usually if they're like that, they don't want you to cash it either. There'll be prophets of doubt and doom and gloom. Tell you why God can't move. Tell you why God can't heal. Tell you why God can't save. Tell you why you can't have revival. Tell you why you can't have spiritual power. Tell you why it can't happen. But they'll tell you, we've never done it that way before. I hate that expression. Da, 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 da. Having an evil heart of what? Unbelief in departing from the living God. In other words, they knew the living God, but through their unbelief, their belief separated them. They departed. They refused to cash the check for themselves. He says, but exhort. That's what I'm doing today. I'm exhorting you. I'm trying to lift you up. I'm trying to challenge you to do this. It says, exhort one another daily while it is called today. When's the date? Today. lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. That's another message. I think I'll preach that another time. It's a blank check. The amount. Well, that's where you go, man. You write what it's for, but then you got to put the amount. It's blank. What you will receive will depend upon the amount of faith you decide to use. Now, this is what people can't understand. God loves you. That's why perfect love casts out fear. When you understand that He really loves you and know that He's going to do good, even when He lets you go through a trial, He's working good. And there's always an end to the trial, and there's a blessing at the end. He never keeps you there. If we stay there, it's because we ain't learning. Forgive my hillbilly coming out. But we're not. Sometimes we keep ourselves longer in the trial because we refuse to listen and refuse to let what the Lord is trying to kill in us, that's killing us anyway, go ahead and die so He can raise something new in us. Now, that's another message. But we have got to, listen, what you believe God for, and it's in your court. You see, if you know that God loves you, and He knows that He knows how to give good gifts, and He wants, you see, God just don't know how. God just don't have it. He wants to. That's why a lot of people don't understand. They think God is, and I hate the man upstairs. He's not, God is not a man. He's an eternal spirit. God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. All right? And they think, well, God is so far. No, God loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son. God breathed the breath into Adam and made us a living soul. He gave some of His breath and made us immortal. Folks, He loves you. He cares about you. Jesus, the Word of God, became flesh. Didn't have to die. But He did it out of love. So you can have this from God. He wants to give you good things. The thing is, a lot of times we are afraid because our faith, we're not willing to use our faith. Why? Because we don't understand that He really loves us. It comes back to love. Love and faith go together. If we really understood that He loved us, we wouldn't take advantage of that, because you have to keep walking in love to have Him move in your life, okay? And if you start walking in greed or carnality, you know, He does what you are to do with any child that starts rebelling. You have to chastise them some and help them understand the truth, all right? But the thing is, many times people think, well, God's not going to do this for me. And as long as you feel that way, He's not, because you're walking in doubt. It's anti-faith. When you have faith, listen, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. You've heard this Word, and hopefully by the end of this message, you're realizing that God loves you. You're His child. He knows how, and He even wants to give you good things. Have some faith. Use it. Use the faith God's given you. Write in the amount. Don't be stingy with God. Don't think that He's stingy. He's not. He gives liberally. Psalms 37. I remember a few years ago, I went to see Dallas Holm in concert over in Hazard, Kentucky. And he's kind of, someone said, who's your favorite artist? He's my favorite artist. In fact, I wish I could meet him. He's cool. The way he ministers and when song and the Word in between is so cool. I don't know anybody who does that. Not like that. But I bought a tape from him, and I remember he signed it and you know, autographed it, and I thought that was cool. I still got it. But he looked, and he was praying over Walter Wright on everyone. I thought that was neat. He was asking God what to write. And he writes something different on everyone else, and he got the mind. And he wrote Psalm 37:4, gave it to me, and smiled. And I looked at it, and what's Psalm 37:4? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He said, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the very desires of your heart. This is not just enough just to get by. This is rich. This is abundant. Oh, I feel God. I feel his love. It's so thick right now. God is speaking to somebody who's hearing this recording. I know. Say, how can he do that? Hey, God's in the present. He's in the future. He's everywhere all at once. He's God. He is the I am, the I am, Yahweh. He's the only one who can do that. But he's right there with you as much as he's with. That's why we can feel the anointing on something's recorded, because literally he's there with us now as much as he was then. They're connecting. Okay? And right now God is speaking to somebody. He'll give you the desires of your heart if you'll just delight yourself in the Lord. He wants to. Have faith. Move in faith. Know that he loves you today. It's a blank check. Write it in. The signature. I'm going to finish with this. Ooh. How is it signed and who signed it? Jesus Christ, God's only Son, authorized it. And he authorized it with his own blood. Romans 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of the Lord. It's through our Lord Jesus Christ, through his blood. He signed it and we cash it by faith. Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word substance there means reality. Faith brings reality to our hopes. Where do we get our hopes? For faith? For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You hear the word, you hear the promises, hope rises up. When you activate that faith, it brings substance or reality to your hopes. The evidence of things not seen, you believe it before you see it, and it's yours. You reach out, and it's seemingly nothing, but you're reaching out to God, and you grab it, and it's there. Hebrews 11, 6, last verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Listen, you can't please him without faith. Somebody said, well, he's giving everybody faith. He's talking about using it. If you want more faith, hear more of the word, get more involved in the word of God, and start using what you hear. Don't be a hearer only, but James said, be a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. We must be doers of the Word of God. How can we do? By having a willingness to submit the Holy Spirit. He brings the Word alive in us. We walk and flow with Him. And the Word comes alive. And the promises of God are in Jesus, yes, and in Him, amen. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Going back to seeking. Ask. Seek. Knock. He says right here that God is a rewarder of those, that's you and that's me, that will diligently seek Him. Somebody said, well, I prayed one time and it didn't work. I just knew God wouldn't do it. Oh! I'm not surprised. I ever see people walk kind of half in, half out? It's kind of like they're carnal most of the time. And so I don't know why God's not moving, but that's why. We got to diligently seek Him. When we seek Him, He fills us with His presence. He fills us with His Word. He fills us with the goodness and grace. And faith rises up. And we start walking in faith and we please Him. He will reward you if you diligently seek Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. These things all go together. Cash the check today. God's given you a blank check. Why don't you just believe Him? Why don't you just believe His Word today? And by faith say, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, Your Word says this. Right now I believe You for my healing. God, I believe You for my provision. God, I believe You for deliverance. God, I believe You. You're going to deliver me from this bondage I'm in. God, I believe You. You're leading me out of this trial. You're leading me out. I'm going through the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, I'm not setting up camp here, but God, I'm going through it. Lord, you've given me promises, and by faith, when my faith is right and I'm ready to move in faith, I'll move out of that place and start possessing the promise like the children of Israel did when they came out of the wilderness, when they were ready and they were ready to believe him. God read them to possess the promise. God is ready when you are. Are you ready? Are you ready to possess the promise today? Cash the check in the name of Jesus. This is James Coldiron for Warriors of God. May God richly bless you.